Well, it's unique in the sense it's never happened before. This is a global town hall event in the General Assembly. We're going to put 10 of the candidates for Secretary General through their paces as part of a live television broadcast and a webcast as well. It's never happened before. The process has never been this open and transparent before. So it's really a leap into the unknown.
How do you expect the candidates to approach this event?
Well, the candidates are looking forward to it. This is an opportunity for them to have a last chance to make an impression on the member states and an impression on the global public as well. So I think they're very much looking forward to it. It's a challenging environment in the sense that it's a live television discussion. So they'll have to speak in sound bites. They'll have to get to the point very quickly, something that we haven't seen before necessarily in the informal dialogues that we have, which had more time for longer answers to longer questions. This is going to be short and succinct and really put them on the spot.
Is it all going to be politely diplomatic, or are you expecting any fireworks?
Fireworks aren't generally allowed in the UN General Assembly. This is an august room and an institution. So we're not expecting anything sensational. But this is a serious discussion with the candidates for them to make the case as to why they think they should be the Secretary General, what they bring to the role, the competences, the skills that they bring as that potential leader of this multi-dimensional, multilateral organization, and also to discuss some of the really big issues that we in the United Nations are struggling with, issues of peace and security, human rights, how to deal with climate change, and how we can develop the world sustainably for all nations.
Do we really need this? What's wrong with the time-honored approach of making this decision behind closed doors?
Well, I think we do need it. The world has changed since the current Secretary General was appointed, and obviously before him, seven others. Information is more available to people. Everybody's on their smartphones. They have access to the World Wide Web. And so in the spirit of that change and the way the world is changing, the president really wanted to open up this process to be as open and transparent as possible. We've published the names and CVs, the photographs of the candidates on our website. We've published their vision statements. We've webcast the informal dialogues where they had to answer questions from member states and the questions from the media that they got afterwards. And finally, as the culmination of that open process, we're creating this opportunity for them to go live on television, on a global broadcast, in partnership with the Al Jazeera Media Network, to really make the case for why they should have the job and answer some questions, not just from member states, but from the global public as well.
But ultimately, it is the Security Council that will decide on who will be the next Secretary General.
Absolutely. The 21st of July is the time we're told when the Security Council process will really kick in earnest. In the past, that's been done behind closed doors. Who knows? The Security Council might take some inspiration from the General Assembly process and decide to open it up as well. That's up to them. But essentially, it is up to the Security Council to shortlist the candidates and then to come up with a name, a nomination for the job, which they'll then give back to the General Assembly to vote on.
Is there any indication that the Security Council has reacted favourably to this new transparent approach?
I think it's fair to say that all member states have reacted favourably to this approach. A lot of the permanent representatives, the top ambassadors of the country, have taken part in the informal dialogues. They've all been invited to this town hall event as well. Some of them in the audience will be asking questions. In fact, the president of the Security Council is one of the people who submitted a question, and he will ask a question in the town hall event. So I think that the general feeling is that, and what we're hearing from member states, is that they very much appreciate this opportunity to really see the candidates, to hear what they have to say, to hear what their vision is, and to see how they handle themselves.